And so basically, I'm just going to be writing a story about you and you coming to Clark Central. Does that sound good with you?
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. Okay, just to start off, could you state your full name and how to spell it, please?
I'm Jerry Boatner, J-E-R-R-Y, Boatner, B-O-A-T-N-E-R.
Okay, and you are the head varsity baseball coach?
I'm the head varsity baseball coach. This is my 55th year coaching high school baseball.
55th?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any other roles at the school, or just the coach?
I just coach. I retired from Mississippi 5 years ago. And my last 10 years there, I didn't coach it. I didn't teach.
Just coach.
But I coached at West Florida High School in Mississippi for 45 years. Mm-hmm. And I retired from the coaching, teaching part in 2009. But I kept coaching 5 years ago, 2018.
And that's West Lauderdale High School?
West Lauderdale.
In Mississippi. Okay.
It's in Collinsville, Mississippi.
So just to start off, I guess, this is your 55th year. Could you just, like, tell me about that, like, the journey from the start of your coaching all the way to now?
Well, I started in a little small school south of Meridian, which was called Clarkdale. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't won a game in 5 years. I wanted to be close to home because I was engaged to get married. I wanted to save some money. But it was the only job opening that I could find where I could live with my parents. And right off of the bat, we had great success. We developed a great work ethic in college. And we were able to turn that program around in 1 year. We won the first game I ever coached. And by having a guy strike out running the first base, he's already out. Mm-hmm. But the catcher threw the ball to first anyway.
Yeah.
And we ended up scoring on a man on first, scored on a point the batter was out. Mm-hmm. And we won the game. And the team we was playing was a big rivalry. It was Northeast Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. And they had everybody back off the team. They stayed runners up the year before, had everybody back but one player, and we ended up beating them. And I got all excited and pumped up, jumping up and down. The players were jumping up and down, the fans. And I got on a baseball high 55 years ago, and I've been on one ever since, and I can't come down.
Yeah.
And so we ended up winning the conference that year and the district the next year. And I was there 5 years. When I left, they named the field after me.
And that was all at Clarkdale?
Clarkdale. Mm-hmm. And then after the 5 years, I went to West Lauderdale, which was 10 miles north of Meridian. Mm-hmm. Clarkdale was 10 miles south. And their program was down. Hadn't had 2 years before I got there. They didn't have enough players to finish the season. You know, they'd quit and have to forfeit games. And again, we won our first game. In fact, we won 21 consecutive games to start the year off, and we played for state championship. Our record was 21-0. We got beat by a team in North Mississippi. And people bought into what we did early. You know, we teach discipline, pay attention to detail, responsibility, and play with energy. We demand that. And these schools bought into our philosophy and our system. We've had great success, and you know, we ended up winning 14 state championships in Clarkdale. I mean, at West Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And won 8 in softball in 19 years of coaching softball. We was runners up 4 or 5 times, and we was runners up 4 times in baseball. So, the good Lord blessed us with great success. But we found out early, you get out of something what you put into it, and we develop a great work ethic, and we're not going to let anybody outwork us.
Were you the head coach during all those years?
Well, I've never been assistant coach.
Never been assistant. Okay, cool.
In Mississippi.
Yeah. And so, with all that in mind, I guess my big question is, why did you come to Clark Central?
Excuse me. My first wife passed away in 2007. And I was single and lonely and all that kind of stuff for a couple years. We had a 45th class reunion. Mm-hmm. And it, from Meridian High School class in 1963. Mm-hmm. And my eighth grade sweetheart called at 10 o'clock. I want to know if I was coming to the class reunion. I told her I was not. I paid my money, but I'd made up my mind. It cost $100, made up my mind I wasn't coming. But after she called, it changed my mind. It made me think, that woman wants me, you know. I'm gonna go. So I went and hadn't seen her in 45 years. It was still like, I like you if you like me, circle yes or no. And she came down those steps at Holiday Inn. We was having a class reunion and hugged me. And her hip went up against my hip, and Lord, I felt electricity, just awesome feeling. And to make a long story short, we got married 3 months later, and she'd been a gift from the good Lord. We've been married 14 years. And she was from Atlanta, and she's from Meridian, but she lived in Atlanta when she graduated college. She moved to Atlanta. And we got married 3 months later. We lived in Meridian for 10 years. And West Lauder, it's in Meridian. We lived there 10 years, and she wanted to come and watch her grandkids play ball. Junior, had a son and a grandson who's a junior at Mill Creek. So I didn't want to leave Meridian because, man, I had the best job in the world, had great success, security, everybody. I didn't make the most money, but I was happy. But it was the only right thing to do because, you know, she was there 10 years. She won't see her grandkids, so we moved.
Mm-hmm. And that was to Atlanta? You moved to Atlanta? Initially.
We moved, well, mm-hmm. It was Braselton.
Braselton.
That's where her house was. She had the house since 2004. She had been leasing it. Mm-hmm. So we moved there and got a job. They asked me about 2 years ago. Some of these parents, my grandson played on travel ball with my son-in-law. I've been watching him play about 3 or 4 years, and some of the travel ball parents knew that I had coached in Mississippi and had a pretty good resume, so they asked me to coach a couple of years ago at Clark Central. I went in 1 year and out the other. Then they asked me last year, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. So I've been here about 6 months.
Yeah.
They've been good to me, giving me everything we asked for. We go turn the program around. They never, I know they hadn't had a winning season of 20-something years that I know of, maybe longer than that. And I can't get a break in all them. The thing they said about it in college, they said, whenever you go out looking for a job, go where there's a winning tradition. See, all three schools I've had, they've never had a winning tradition. And we had to develop it. They said, if you go where there's a winning tradition, you won't have to work near as hard. So we had to work hard. We practice a month. We practice 7 days a week, 3 times on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we're not seeing the results of our work up until last, you know, a couple of days ago. We played two real good games this weekend in the tournament. And like I said, we're going to turn the program around. It's a little bit tougher than I thought it was, the situation is. But we know what it takes to turn a program around, and we're willing to put the work and put the time into it to do it, and we're going to turn it around. It may take 2 or 3 years, a little bit longer than I thought. We'll definitely turn it around.
Yeah. And so, am I correct in saying there was a gap in you coaching for a couple of years?
Well, I was a couple of middle school at West Jackson Middle School, middle school.
Okay. You assistant coaches at West Jackson. And what years was that from?
3 years, you know. And then I was at East Jackson 1 year coaching softball. Mm-hmm. But I was... I don't really count it. I was middle school, and I didn't have a baseball coach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember what years that was from, like 2011 or?
I retired in 2018 out of Clark, West Jackson Middle School 3 years and East Jackson 1 year.
Okay. I got you.
And I was assistant coach, and after being a chief, it's hard to be an Indian.
Yeah.
I want to be a head coach, and
yeah.
I didn't want to go towards Atlanta. I don't like driving and all this traffic, so I wanted a school that wasn't way towards Atlanta. I want to get away from all that traffic.
Yeah, that's fair. So, with that in mind, why Clark Central? What about Clark Central?
Clark Central, I want to be a head coach, and they asked me, my son-in-law, eighth grade bunch, got some talent, and they asked me to coach the year before last, and they asked me again last year. So last year I couldn't get it out of my head, so here I am.
Yeah.
But it's eighth grade where the talent is. You know, it's kids that play travel ball. They don't ever miss practice. We practice three times a week during the summer, and they never miss. Now, it's hard to get high school kids here. Hard to get some of the seventh graders. That eighth grade class was always here. It's 11 players in it, and they want a good program. Their parents want a good program, and we go give them one.
So with a 55-year coaching career, who was your influences?
Ruth Ferris, my college coach. He was I went to school at Delta State University in Cleveland, Mississippi, and he was kind of like a father figure. He's pitching coach. He played 5 years in the major leagues and hurt his arm his rookie of year in 1945 and had the best winning percentage, 21-game winner for 2 years. Hurt his arm. Back then they didn't have Tommy John surgery and all that stuff like they do now. And then he was a pitching coach for 5 years. So I went to school to play for him because I wanted to play professional baseball. And he ended up hurting my arm. And he influenced me. In fact, I named my oldest girl Boo after him. His name was Dave Boo Ferris, because first practice we ever went to, we had prayer, and he invited us to come to church, you know, had a revival. You know, had a daughter born. He called, I don't know how she was doing, how my wife was doing. I told my wife, I said, her name was Geraldine. We're going to name her Boo. And she's 48 years old. She's still Boo. That's Coach Spears.
He's
a great man.
Yeah.
My prayer every day is I pray that I have just half the influence on these kids that Coach Spears had on my life. You know, that's what I failed a lot of time, but the older I got, the older I have to become, the more important I see the value of impacting people's lives. And early in my years, I was busy climbing the ladder of success, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've had great success.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like, just from our conversation, that religion is important.
I'm not sick. I ain't never been sick in my life.
I got you.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
He blessed me with great health. Yeah. He's given me the gift of coaching. You know, and like I said, I don't know if anybody loves coaching more than I do. I don't hunt or fish, play tennis with God. I love working on this field. I love studying the game. I love watching games. And, I want to be the very best that I could possibly be. I worked camps at Mississippi State for 24 summers. Ron Pope, the great coach there, he used to coach in Georgia a couple of years. And he'd always tell these players, he said, don't strive to be a shortstop, be the shortstop, you know. And that's what I tell our kids. I don't want to be a coach, I want to be the coach. And be the very best coach I can possibly be. And I think that's the goal you should have.
Yeah.
We tell our kids, a winner thinks the way to practice, a loser thinks the way to get out of practice. You know, well, I forgot my glove, it's too cold, it's too hot, you know. We practice no matter what kind of weather it is, we practice. We'll find a way you'd have to go to the cafeteria or the gym or the parking lot, we never miss practice. And I think that's important. And part of our philosophy is everybody's got the desire to win. Mm-hmm. We're looking for people with the desire to practice to win. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. You know, if you're working and the other team's not working, and it's not much difference in ability, the team that works hardest will win. Mm-hmm. And I believe that with all my heart. I believe you reap what you sow more than you sow after you sow. And right now we're not seeing the results of that sowing yet. Mm-hmm. But it'll come because everybody hadn't bought into what we're doing. You know. But they will. We'll eventually weed them out. And we're going to get the people who buy into what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We call it fast break baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, sprint on and off the field. You know, do little things well. Mm-hmm. And we're going to turn this program around. Yeah. Make these people and community proud of this baseball program. And it's going to be something else. We had the best in the Mississippi when I left. And we hope to. So many people just want a team. Mm-hmm. I feel like the parents, you know, it's treated like rec ball. Mm-hmm. And practice when you want to, you know. Don't play hard, no intensity. Mm-hmm. We're changing all that. We're changing the culture and the atmosphere of this school when it comes to baseball.
Yeah. And so I know you've touched on this a little bit, but what was, like, sort of your reaction when you saw the culture and the sort of lack of desire when you first got here?
Excuse me. I need some water. When I got here, I was surprised there wasn't more people involved in it, you know. And I was surprised. I didn't know there wouldn't be any coaches. You know, we got three guys who are volunteer coaches. Three of them got kids on the team, and one got another job. Mm-hmm. And we got one softball coach has, but he coaches softball first. So I didn't realize the coaching situation would be like it is, and I'm excited to have those guys. Mm-hmm. You know, they're doing it for nothing. Yep. You know, they got kids, they love baseball, and but where I came from, we had a guy with us for 25 years, one guy with us for 14 years, one guy there 10 years with me.
Yep.
And then come here, you know, we can't find, had a hard time finding coaches. Mm-hmm. So we end up getting some of these parents to help us.
Yeah. And so one thing just...
And I didn't realize travel ball was as big here as it is. I knew it was big, but it's a lot bigger here than it is in mm-hmm. Mississippi. And you're having to compete with travel ball, and that's been tough. You know, yeah. That's going to always be tough.
Yeah. And so, just from talking to you, it seems like you're sort of a little things first, hard work kind of a coach. Is that what you say? That's right.
There's four things we demand. We told you. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to detail, responsibility. Play with energy. Mm-hmm. And we demand that. You know, you got to have discipline. Yeah. See, a lot of these people don't have discipline doing something you don't want to do with the right attitude. Mm-hmm. We make our kids catch a ball with two hands in the middle mm-hmm. of their body. No team in the United States that I know of does that. But to me, it's teaching discipline. You're doing something that you don't want to do. It teaches pay attention to detail. Mm-hmm. And it shows that you got a good attitude. Mm-hmm. I read a book, if you want to change the world, you got to make up your bed every morning. You know, and that's what I tell these boys. I said, if you want to change this baseball program and change this culture, you got to catch the ball with two hands in the middle of your body. Mm-hmm. And because that's showing me three things that's important. It's just, you know, showing discipline, pay attention to detail, and shows a good attitude.
Yeah.
And attitude is something that I shouldn't have to coach. That comes from the house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're born in Mississippi. We won two state championships with him and hit one state. state championship two other different schools, and he transferred our school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get this. I told his daddy when it was over with, I said, Mr. Hobson, I sure have enjoyed coaching Dennis. Boy, he's got a good attitude and works hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this, I never ever got it. He said, Coach, you shouldn't have to coach attitude. That comes from the house. And yeah. See, that's what we're having to do. You hear some of these kids don't have the attitude that we would like for them to have, but it's getting better.
Yeah. And so I've been talking with Michael Campbell, who I know is one of your senior players, but he's also a part of the student paper that I'm in. And he mentioned that you're really, really excited about the eighth grade class, which I think you've also mentioned. Mm-hmm. Why are they sort of your hope for turning the program around?
They got more talent mm-hmm. than others. They play travel ball, and. If you don't have a whole lot, the Georgia High School Activity Association, in my opinion, is geared mm-hmm. people with money, you know. If you play travel ball, it's all year round except during high school season.
Mm-hmm.
You can take lessons anytime if you got money, mm-hmm. play travel ball all the time. But yet, if you don't have any money, you can't afford that, you know, then to me, they should give us time to practice. But they give us four players for 1 hour for one coach. So in 2 hours, you work eight players. And these kids can't afford travel ball. So if they can't afford travel ball, to me, they should allow us more time to practice.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
Mississippi
yeah.
had no limit. We had ours during school.
Yeah.
It counted as a PE class. But like I said, travel ball and lessons wasn't that big in Mississippi, but you don't have near as many ex-professional players here, there, as you do here giving lessons and travel ball and all that stuff. So it's just not right fair if you, mm-hmm. if you don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're at a disadvantage because of the travel ball all year round, just about it.
Yeah.
And lessons. But people can't afford that, then they won't let them practice.
Yeah.
And that's my opinion.
I got you. Yeah. You told me you started at Clarkdale. Not a historically successful program. Same with West Lauderdale. Same with Clark Central. How is Clark Central a sort of a different job than the other two?
Well, it's everything's different. And this was 50 years ago. 45 years ago. And things have changed. Back then, it was a lot easier to outwork somebody and outcoach them. Mm-hmm. Here, it's more difficult. But right off the bat, these kids were country kids mm-hmm. out in the rural part of town. They had a good work ethic, mm-hmm. you know, and times have just changed since then, you know. They didn't have these computers and all these games that they got now, and it was, you know, more easier to concentrate on baseball and all. And we just started winning right off the bat,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, had great success from the very beginning. Here, we're 0-4 last. We should have won two games the other day, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
against Oglethorpe and Albert County. And I was real proud of the boys how they came through. Came through that game. You know,
yeah.
We're getting better each game, each mm-hmm. week. January 8th, we started practicing. Most of the older kids come to practice a lot more, you know. Like I said, they still come up with reason not to practice, but winter takes away two practice. But since January 8th, most of the kids show up now.
Yeah.
They didn't when it was voluntary practice. And that was what bothered me, because a lot of these parents think, well, you just go out there and play ball. It ain't like that. You know, we work on small things, you know, detail stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, first and third, pickoff plays, you know, bunt defense,
mm-hmm.
you know, offense plays, and you just don't go out there and play like it is in a rec ball or a little league. You got a system you go by.
Yeah.
And like I said, we don't want to have a team here. We want to have a great program. We want to win state championships. And that's our goal.
That's your goal? Is that your goal this season as well, or do you have a sort of...
No, win state championships. If we do four things,
mm-hmm.
if we can, number one, hustle, out hustle you, mm-hmm. out communicate you, mm-hmm. and out situation you. Mm-hmm. To me, we won the game. You know, four things we really stressed. Pay attention to detail, but situation, mm-hmm. hustle, and communication. Now, those doesn't take any ability. It doesn't take any ability to hustle. Doesn't take any ability to say me, or mm-hmm. or I'm the cutoff man left field.
Yep.
And so it doesn't take any ability to back up bases. Now, if we can do those three things better than anybody else, to me, we won the game.
Yeah.
Plus, then we're trying to win the war of the previous, which whoever the team makes has the most walks, mm-hmm. most errors, and the most hit batsmen and mm-hmm. wild pitch fastball, they're going to lose most of the games. So
yeah.
Trying to win the war of the previous.
Yeah, yeah. And so, just honestly, from the 25 minutes talking, it seems like you just have pretty much the purest love of baseball that I've ever met, honestly. So, like, what sparked that?
I may start crying. When I was coming up, you know, nobody ever told me that I was loved. They never said, son, we're proud of you. You know, and my whole life, I've been driven to make my parents proud of me. And I'm talking about driven. And I got three siblings, and I know my parents love me. I know they did everything they could for me, but they never said, son, I love you. They never said, we're proud of you. And it's like we won state championships. My daddy passed away in 72, and he was the big influence in my life. I said Coach Ferris, but it was really my daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, he made me say yes or no, so we had to wear shirt tails in, wear socks. You know, he told us to go get something. We had to run to do it. He was an air conditioning refrigeration man, mm-hmm. and he was tough. My dad was tough on me. And at that time, I didn't like it, but the older I got, I realized that my daddy just what I needed. You know, and I am the coach I am today because of my daddy, the discipline he instilled in me, the work ethic. And but I developed a work ethic when I was 13 years old. A guy playing Babe Ruth baseball, and a couple of guys who played Major League Baseball or professional baseball had seen me pitch. They said, Bolton, we think you got the potential to be a professional baseball player if you work hard. Mm-hmm. And the thing that stuck in my mind, they said, if you work hard. And I made up my mind when I was 13 years old, I wasn't going to let anybody outwork me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've developed a work ethic second to none. And at this day, at 77 years of age, I still haven't seen anybody that can got more energy and enthusiasm and work ethic than I do.
Yeah.
And, it's going to be, I don't think they will, because I have the ability to mash a button in my heart that makes me get more energy, mm-hmm. more enthusiasm, and it's called the will to succeed. It goes back to my parents. I don't want anybody to have more energy, more hustle, more enthusiasm. They got more hustle now, because I can't run like I used to in third base.
Yeah.
But I'm driven. And I'm driven to make my mom and daddy and family proud. I mean, they never did think I'd be successful in anything. I mean, I had that feeling. They didn't say, well, son, you should go be a failure or anything. But
yeah.
I just felt like that nobody thought I was going to be successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, we won a lot of awards. Just, I don't know where that. I'd be mm-hmm. bragging too much.
And so
you look online, you look on Safari, Jerry Bolton, you see a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. And is that sort of the feeling you want these kids at Clark Central to understand, the feeling to be driven, the feeling to work hard?
I want them to see how fun it is to win. You can have a winning culture just like you do a losing culture. It becomes a habit. And I want them to get the feeling that you have when you win a game, or the excitement and all that mm-hmm. comes with winning. And there's got to be a difference between winning and losing. I tell them, if losing doesn't bother you, then you're a loser. It's got to hurt, you know, and it kills me. I've been miserable, you know. I'm not used to losing poor games, you know, in a row.
Yeah.
It kills me. But again, we got to change it. I got to realize it's going to take some time. And parents have been real supportive. They understand. Most of them, you know, all of them I know of, they're real encouraging. And because we see a lot of improvement, we go, you know, we proud you here and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. To you, what's the biggest thing this team needs right now?
The biggest what?
Biggest thing the team needs.
Oh, wait, no question. Strikes and quit making errors. We should have won the first game. Second, we ended up getting beat by 7 runs, and I think when the extra innings is tied.
Yeah, 4-4.
Right, and then Oglethorpe.
Mm-hmm.
It was they beat us 1 run. I got kicked out of the game. But don't put that in my wife.
I got you.
Yeah. But see, that we made 1 error each game. Mm-hmm. And the other games we've been losing, we still had too many walks. We were walking 7-8, mm-hmm. 14 guys a game and 7-8 errors.
Yeah.
Well, I told them, I can assure you that won't happen the whole year. We're going to get better and better and better.
Yeah.
I was a pitcher in college, and we go throw strikes. But right now,
yeah,
we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, do you think this will be your last coaching position, or no?
I'm not going to say, I don't know. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not planning on ever getting out of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's my 55th year. I don't know what I'd do if I got out of it. My wife is very supportive. She knows how mm-hmm. much I love the game. And like I said, I think I got a gift for it. I think we're impacting these kids' lives in a positive way,
mm-hmm.
and the community and the school. We want to impact. Success is impacting the people around you. Now,
yeah.
Used to be all about wins, but it's the impact you have on the lives of those around you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to impact them in a positive way, and let them see what it's like to win and just to be a good person. You know.
Yeah. I think that's all. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think I said a lot. I said a lot of stuff. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I'm happy here. They've given me everything we asked for. Mm-hmm. And they want a lot of people at school. What we've got to have is an indoor facility.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only team in our region that doesn't have it. And I feel like next year we'll have a indoor facility. We've got a dressing facility and hitting facility down
mm-hmm.
center field out there behind that wall. And
yeah.
We get that. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, some people go move in. It lives in our district
mm-hmm.
because of the work ethic we've put into and the practice. And
yeah.
Excuse me, our style of baseball, I think people will be coming, wanting to come here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoy it, bud.
So I think